Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4 or 5 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. Yo, what up?
What up?
What up, y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm not mad today.
No, but you went crazy again on me. I'm about to bring the Ramon picture back for you.
Oh my god, what happened to
you? Hey, what the fuck? That was looking fine. What you doing to me,
Rudy? You did Super Saiyan.
Hey, Rudy's doing this. I'm gonna grow hair.
You're good. Hey, and what happened,
Rudy? You're the one that's fucking with this shit, huh? Because I've been fine. Look at this. Wow. Oh, hey, just put the Don Ramon picture out there, dog. What the fuck?
What the hell?
Oh, what this is Rudy's doing.
Nah,
this is
it wasn't Rudy's me. Don't nah. swear to God.
So I've been fine. I smacked my laptop a few times to make sure it worked. So it was working fine. Now let me smack it again.
Oh, there you go. Oh man, that's a way to start.
Listen to the fans. No, it's not. Look, when it comes to the Wi-Fi and all that shit, everything is Gucci because I stream a lot of allegedly illegal soccer games on my laptop. So part of the shit is that I've had this laptop for many years. On top of that, I've dropped it many times when I used to DJ back in the day when I was drunk as shit. I dropped this specific laptop about 5 times. So
is that the baby shower laptop?
Yeah, this is the one from the baby shower. This is one of them, yeah. So this laptop has lasted me so much. And then Straight From The Stands is in the hole right now. We're like negative $500. So we're trying to, you know, build our studio, but we're in the negative. So I'm not trying to put that on my co-host here, on my buddies, and I'm not trying to put us in the under for another $1,000 for my new laptop.
No.
So
let's chill.
Listen, you guys, I'm looking out for the homies. If you guys want to invest in a new laptop for Angel,
listen, hey, we're taking donations for just the webcam. If we get an Angel webcam, we'd be all right.
I don't want a webcam, right? Because webcam, I've heard about stories and webcams, so I'm not trying to do that.
You're not trying to be seen?
Yeah.
If anything, we'll get more money with you in the webcam.
Karina, to confirm, actually, my mom dropped me when I was about 6 months old, so that helps, and that's accurate. That's facts. Yeah.
All right, y'all want to get started?
Yep, let's do it.
Any news? Any rumors? Nah, right? I mean, the game was yesterday. Nothing happened. It just
not that I know of.
I'll give you news. Fuck Sunday games. I always forget the fuck Sunday games. I was hurting.
Really?
I was hurting, though. I was hurting. I drank a little, so I was hurting today.
Well, I'm annoyed that today is April Fool's Day, so I've seen so many April Fools about so much shit, and it's annoying and pisses me off because some of them I was excited for.
I thought you weren't angry today. What the fuck's happening?
Well, you know what? I'm mad.
His camera went fucked up. His attitude changed.
Like, I was happy, and then the camera, you know, yeah. Well, point is, you know, like, I saw the Geo one, you know, going to LAFC. I was so happy. And it's funny because, there's a guy named Diego who's also homies with the Nag News guys. Apparently, he posted, well, he did. It's not apparently. I saw it. He posted it on his Instagram story, and a lot of his friends that are LAFC fans are reaching out to him justifying why it's a good idea to get Gio. Yeah, all of a sudden, huh, motherfuckers? Cuando les conviene, ¿verdad? Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. All right, cool. So since we don't got no news, let's get into the fucking game.
Who was right on the lineup, though?
Oh, lineup?
That shit, Rucci. No, lineup. You got I was right, and then you got it right.
That's right. You want to talk about who got the prediction down to the T?
You did.
Yep.
Yeah.
2-1 and the 2 goals for Zlatan. Call it, though. Angel, you were close.
That's what I said too.
You were close. Angel, no, 2-0.
You were close with the 2-0.
I said 2-0.
2-0.
And we won.
Big under the score, though. That's the only problem.
Listen, Daniel Sterres had a top-notch style shot from the top of the box that I think it was legit that laid it off to him. That was close. So
that was
not confirmed nor denied. You know, he was aiming for your big ass head.
No, because I was the other way.
Well, he tried. You saw what happened. So
we're friends now.
Listen, we talked about wanting to see possession in this game coming up, right, with Zlatan and Alessandrini in the field. And I think we saw it. We saw possession. I like the possession. You know where I have a problem with right now? Is that we have possessions 3/4 of the field, and then when we get to the top, we go slap them ball.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, yeah.
And it's a little frustrating because you've seen glimpses in the game where Zlatan could take people on, and you could play down the middle, and you could play to his feet. Like, he's actually, I think there was a play in the second half where Jorgen crosses the ball,
and it's like a high ball, and he's like, just put it on the fucking ground, right? Because he puts it on the ground, he runs for a spot, and he scores a goal. So I'm having a problem with that. Like, I'm not going to complain too much because we've got another victory at home. It's another victory at home, and I'll take that. But I'm liking what we're seeing up to where we get to the other end, the attacking end. And that's giving me a little bit of a problem. I don't like how that shit looks.
I rewatched the game today, and I see a lot of what you're saying. I still think we did everything we wanted to do, but like you said, we lack creativity in that final third. When it comes to, we do everything well to play the ball down the wings. Our defenses make the runs. Everything's going well, and then we just look for that man. I mean, can you blame us? I don't think so. No. But I think there needs to be a little bit more. You got to come at it with different angles.
So I think you can find the them. Defense, uh-huh. I think you can find them, and it doesn't have to always be a cross. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be a cross for him to hit her in. You could find them, like he was complaining in that one play I was talking about. Like, give it to him in his feet, right? Or lay it off, because when we go down the middle, everybody looks at Zlatan. Where are the trailing runs at behind, right? Like, I want to see more of that.
Well, that's what happens when you start listening to Gini over Chris Pontius.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
Listen.
Let's go. I know George has some thoughts on Alessandrini.
Yesterday, I went off on Alessandrini and I honestly don't think that it's him. I think the position that we're playing him, put Leggett on the right, and put Alessandrini behind Zlatan, because he's already playing that position. You see Roman going from left to right. You see him going. He's trailing everywhere. He's literally everywhere in the attacking field. Where he's lacking and he's disrupting the play is when Rolf is making the run. And we've always called out Rolf and saying that him defensively, he's the weakest when he has to trail back. Yeah. And that happens when we don't dish the ball to him. And that's exactly what's happening with Alessandrini. My fear is that Rolf is going to be left on the island and we start blaming Rolf. I think rewatching the game yesterday, I was mad about Alessandrini not giving the ball up. He played a good game.
Yeah. I agree.
He did well. He gave the ball to Zlatan for the penalty in the first goal, which was a beautiful touch.
Yeah,
but a right winger shouldn't be in that position either.
But I don't think I think the way they're playing right now, nobody is really locked into to like staying wide.
Last game they did. Everyone stayed true to their position.
I remember.
And everything went well.
But we see, because we see Antuna coming in, right? Especially when we have Fulcher and Jorgen pushing up really high. It gives an opportunity to come in, because yeah, you have people going past you. Got the overlap from the wide back. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about Alessandrini playing down the middle, because I know he likes to start out wide and then come in. You know what I mean? I don't know.
But he's already playing that position though. I think if we put him in the midfield, he has that freedom to trail. He has that freedom to start wherever, which is what he's doing already.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. It'd be interesting because I think we'll have the same complaints about Leggett. We play him out wide because he likes to start wide and then come in, right? So I think we'll see that with him as well. Like, I guess your problem right now is that we don't have a true winger for the right. Right?
Yeah. And obviously a lot of frustrations with Alessandrini, but I think I was just kind of trying to look for something yesterday, especially during the game. But we have to understand, luckily it didn't happen yesterday. We weren't playing against a team that was attacking our left, our right back. But in that case, if a coach notices that, that's what I would do. I'd counter that right every time, knowing that Alessandrini is not going to be dishing off the ball to his defensive back that's pushing up.
Well, you know, let's talking about how Portland came out. Portland came out defensive. Like, they didn't really...
They had five in the back.
Yeah, they had five in the back, and they weren't really... I don't know if it was our doing or they just couldn't figure out how to get their attack going. Other than their goal, which was a nice goal. I can't knock on that goal. The goal was nice. I didn't really see much from them. You didn't like the goal, Andrew?
I haven't even seen their goal.
Oh, really? No, it was a given goal.
I missed a lot. I think it was more about miscommunication than, I mean, it was a nice goal, but there was a miscommunication on our part that led to that goal.
Massa, speaking to the mic.
It was a nice goal. Listen, it was good movement. you can't knock on that movement. Like, he laid the ball off, made the good run. They got El Patron with the fucking Polenta off foot. He got him. They got him on his back foot. It was a good
But if you watch that replay, that's on Šovek though.
Regardless, they got him on his back foot, right? Because when he tried to step up, they saw the space and they put it there. Like, listen, half steps is gonna happen. Like, I'm not really gonna complain about that goal because Šovek was late. It wasn't like he wasn't aware. He just got there late. So by the time
he wasn't aware. He was not aware.
He was moving into that position. He was moving into a position where they laid off the ball.
Watch the goal again.
I did. I watched it. Okay, but regardless, listen.
Watch the goal again.
That was probably the only time I seen him crumble. I seen the defense crumble. Right? For the majority of the game, they were solid. And the way they touched the ball, the back four help us so much with that possession, because there's always an option in the back to touch the ball.
There was once where it was just a beautiful pass by Blanco that caught Steris off guard, and the guy came in behind Steris. Luckily, he didn't finish well, and it was a bad kick. I don't know. I want to see, does anyone from the top of your head right now play through balls very well?
Right now?
Yeah.
No, not a single person, and that's that I missed a lot of the game.
I mean,
but you mean in general, in MLS, team-wise,
yeah. MLS, yeah, oh. In MLS.
I think NYFC.
If anyone special NYCFC. Is that, I'll be curious to see that, just because.
I think Toronto did some of that shit this past
Well, we'll see. With the new guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about, I don't remember. You know what?
It'll be interesting to see our defense match up against that, just because I think that we do a lot of ball watch and kind of not. Are not noticed. Like, we don't notice where the players are coming in from.
Sorry,
but we'll see.
So give me some positives that you took from the game.
We created a lot of chances. We did. We had like 5 chances. We should have put away in the first half. Easy.
Okay.
This was an easy first half for us again, and then I don't know. Second half was a little more difficult for us, but
I think it just got ugly.
Yeah. It was ugly the whole game, but we knew that. Because Portland's not a bad team.
Yeah, I honestly thought we were going to showcase our talent, especially when it came for.
Can I say one thing? Because I'm not going to chime in a lot on this game, but something that Masa said, Portland is not a bad team. No. They started bad. 100% I get that. Doesn't mean that they are a bad team. They have bad players.
I think they have quality players. I think they're a bad team right now, though. I think they have quality players. Yeah, listen.
They're in their own heroes.
Watching the replay, Portland didn't show much. Valeria and Blanco were pretty much nullified the whole game. Although with Valeria it was GBS recognizing that and putting Jonah on him. Yeah, yep. They called that out in the broadcast, and then I seen it and. And yeah, that became a factor. But like, they didn't really show much. I think they have quality players. I like 3 or 4 of the players. I really like them, but they didn't really showcase much. I don't think they're a good team right now. Right. That being said, like they had a shit start last year, and then they went to the MLS Cup. But right now, when we faced them, they didn't look very good.
I called that out though. I think our midfield, our Joe Benny and Jonathan, just dominated their midfield.
Yeah, you know what?
I told you that's who's gonna win us the game, and they did, because they let Portland not create anything, except for that one that they got through, and that was basically it. I don't think Portland had probably like 2 chances overall, but Jonathan had like so many interceptions. Corona had like I forgot just as many interceptions, a lot of hard tackles.
Yeah,
they didn't let Valeri turn, they didn't let Blanco turn at all.
And they frustrated the shit out of Chara.
Yeah.
They frustrated the shit out of him. So, yeah.
We knocked him when we had to. Yeah. It was good.
I like it. I like that. I think the penalties were both penalties. I've seen some complaints about that, but
no, they're
both live and in the replay. Like, I don't think there's any question about that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Zlatan with the what's that
called? Aneka.
Yeah. That was dirty, though. Well, dirty. He had the goalie looking like a fish out of water.
It made
water,
even
dog.
Worse because he was
fish out of water. Oh, I like,
just stay down.
Yeah, you got done. And man, I think he could have had two more goals. You know what I mean? The one flick he had in the first half, they hit the post. Dog, where the fuck that come from?
I cramped looking at that shit.
You know what's crazy? How we know Zlatan could do stuff like that, and then
still surprising
when you see him do some shit like that, and you're like, damn, how did he pull that off? But it's Zlatan.
It's surprising.
It's crazy.
Here's a question, right? Now that we saw Zlatan, and we saw the Sandrine, we saw pretty much a full team, a full strength team. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that? What do you like? What do you don't like? What are your concerns?
I'll go first because apparently I have a really unpopular opinion. My only issue with this team right now is Alessandrini's chemistry. That shit, to me, does not click at all.
I agree with you. But I don't think it's the player. I think it's the position. I hope by switching positions.
That's his position.
So
that's his. He's a right winger.
So, do you think there's something he grew into, or you think it's just not?
No, I think I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt because he was out. But I don't know, man. It's just I don't know if he's trying too hard or if he's in his own head or he's trying to prove to the fans or something. I don't know. There's just something off about him. He doesn't look as fluid as he once did last year or the year before that. I think it's a mental thing, and I think he'll get over it. But it just, to me, right as of right now, from what I saw last game, I know he had a decent game, but like 50th minute up, he was trash.
Yeah, for sure. So I have two comments on that. I think he hesitated a lot this game. Where I've seen a lot of times, like, he had passes that he kind of just thought twice and then didn't give a pass. So I think that's part of, like, him just being out and not playing with these guys week in, week out right now. And then two, I think GBS kept him in 10 minutes too late. I think he 65th minute, he should have taken him out. Because he wasn't doing anything at that point anymore, so he kept him on a little too long. But I personally feel that the chemistry is going to come in. It's going
to
grow.
Was there a reaction to himself from him? Did he react anyway?
No.
Okay, cool. All right.
He dapped everybody. But what I was saying is, like, I think the chemistry is going to grow because the players that are in the midfield are quality as fuck. Right?
Not only it's Alessandrini's quality as fuck himself. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm
something
saying.
He needs. It's just something he needs. I think that he needs to shake off. But as of right now, I mean, I guess he's not going to get any better by benching him, so you have to start him. But I prefer Chris Pontius to Alessandrini at this moment.
Yeah.
And the chat makes a good point. Maybe it's not. Maybe he has less freedom to do what he wants.
But you would think that with our style of play that he should have the freedom to do whatever he wants.
Yes and because no. Knock him for not passing the ball for the to the wing that is pushing up.
Well, it's not that. It's just that he, like, even when he tries to take somebody on one-on-one, he lost most of the time. Yep. It really wasn't the choices he made. It was more individual moments that usually you see him flourish, and he didn't.
That's very true. Yeah.
So
I don't know.
Romaldinho says maybe it's because he has less freedom to do what he wants. Under Arnolfo and Shiggy, he had freedom, not under JBS because it's his style and or nothing. You know what? I don't even think it's that deep, right? I think it's just him being out of sync right now.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that's it, right? Because again, like we mentioned, the one on ones, he's usually sharper than that. He's mm-hmm. always been sharper than that, right? Like, and he just wasn't. So I think it's really just him getting back in the groove of things.
Question: When do we say it's because he's out of sync?
Listen, two games. Next game, if you don't see like a big improvement by Friday,
I think you give him one more home game.
I don't know. No.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're going to two games.
Where are we going? We're going to Vancouver. We're playing away, and then we're playing on turf.
Guys, can I say something real quick?
Anything could happen, and then next home game.
Straight from the Stands is the official, unofficial ACB podcast. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Angel can't stay quiet for so long.
Oh, yeah. He's antsy, though. He's like, I got to say something. Oh, all right.
Yeah. No. I think that you give him one more home game.
Yeah.
So that's including that away trip. And then whenever we come back home,
The 13 against Philadelphia.
And if he doesn't get hurt or anything, then. But regardless, I don't think they're gonna bench Alessandro because he's too talented of a player.
I hope they bench.
The thing I like, I don't know if you guys noticed this game, but you know how you guys were talking about how we only looked for Zlatan and there wasn't really anyone closing in inside the box. That's why I like Chris Pontius, because Chris Pontius knows how to get into that box. No matter who's in the middle, he closes into that 6-yard box or inside the 18, and there's always a second option to get a strike at goal. And that's something we lacked when we had Antuna and Alessandrini on the field at the same time. But see, that's why I prefer Chris Pontius.
But I think Alessandrini could do that, though. Listen, he has double-digit goals. Right, I think he has double-digit goals. Oh, he had 9 goals last year, right? Whatever it is. But he has high scoring because he steps inside the area, though. He looks for that. Again, I think we saw him, 15 minutes, 20 minutes in the first game? And now we've seen him again yesterday, right?
Yep, I agree.
I think he just needs time to really grow into this team with the people around him. He's bossed up when we've been trash players next to him. With quality players like we have now, I can't see how he doesn't get double digit goals and double digit assists this year as well, but we'll see, right? Like, listen, I'm with you. I said one game in 2 games. I think that's about the amount of leash he has, right? To kind of prove his point again. It's a good team, and again, on the tailgate episode when you said Pontius, I said that's an argument for Pontius because I think he did really well in fucking Minnesota. So there is somebody there that's gonna gonna challenge him for that position. So he has to step up.
Yep.
I agree.
I missed a lot. A lot of the game and a lot of what you guys just said. And Melee Galaxy is all over the place. I think people are reacting about Sandrini, so I'm not going to say much yet. Because like Rudy said right now, towards the end, one of the few things I did catch. Dude, he played, 20 minutes the first game? This is his first game. Even then, he didn't get the full 90. Everything that he's done for us the last 2 years, everyone needs to chill out.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to deny that there was a difference from the Minnesota game to this game, but that may not just be Alessandrini. It could also be a Zlatan thing. Also, this is the first time that we actually see this lineup at the same exact time. So I'm not going to jump into any conclusions yet. I'm just going to wait out. I'm happy we got 3 points.
Same.
And it reminds me of Galaxy from the Bruce Arena years where not every game was consistent. But we found ways to win.
Yep, we figure results out. So here, let's. Exactly. So I praised the defense a little bit when we first started, and I said I like the defense.
Remember my big hot take for this year. Remember that.
What was it?
What
was it hot take?
The Refresher defense is going to step up, and they were going to get it together, and they're going to boss it, and they
with Daniel Starris in there.
Okay, so so I agree, but there was one play in this game.
The last one.
There was one play this game, and I was just I don't get it. And I seen mixed thoughts on this, but I'm thinking this is 100% on Starris, right? And I'll tell you why we could argue if you guys disagree. But the way the play goes, Starris has to turn to clear the ball, where Polenta he's already facing the ball, so he could clear it from there, right? When Starris slides, he takes Polenta out that play. And I thought it was so dumb because there's no need for none of that. Miscommunication. And again, a fucking elapse in judgment by Starris at the last
minute. Save a criticism on that because that was one of the questions from Twitter. And we can dive a little bit more into that, into the Straight from the Fan section.
For sure.
Because I have my things that I want
to
say on that too.
Real quick, I'm going to add to what happened after, though. Big shout out to Jordan Shelvick for following through on that play because...
Yep.
Milano was one-on-one. It was a heavy touch, but if he would have not tracked back...
Not only one-on-one, there was Valeri was opening up.
Yeah, so if he would have never tracked back, that shit would have been
a
fucking draw right there, and that shit would have killed my whole Sunday, but what was left of it.
That shit was... But, you know what I mean? Again, it's the last judgment, but like Angel said, we'll talk about it in the Straight from the Fans segment. Anything else? What do you guys think about... any other takes on the game? I mean, it's 3 home games.
I think our midfield bossed it, and I think Rolf Felcher had a dope ass game too.
Yeah, no, I like defense and midfield I like Antuna a lot too. Zlatan, I think you can see he has a little spider web still there, you know, a little rusty. Alessandrini, I think the same. But the rest of the team is clicking, and I like it. I like the possession. I mean, we're 57% possession with the team that has Valeri, Blanco, and Chara in the midfield. That's, I mean, again, I don't think they're a good team, but I think they have quality players, so they could touch the ball, they could hold the ball. So I like what I'm seeing. And it's three games at home, three games that we won, so...
I want to shout out George real quick too, because in the last, not the last play, but the one where Zlatan lifts his leg up real high and the ball goes wide, that pass from George and Shelvick should have been on the floor, and George called it like, "Yo, we need to mix it up," and everything was kind of going in the air.
Yep.
And I think that if that ball goes through the bottom.
He's asking for it too.
If you see it on the replay, that's exactly what he says. He's pointing at the ground. He's like, just put it in the ground, and he's right, man. He runs into that, and there's no way he's missing it. I mean, he gets to that fucking ball, and it's like, you know, like I had to jump to get to that ball. He gets to the, you know, with a little hop and extending his leg, and it was almost in. But if you put it on the ground, that's a goal.
Yeah,
and he's a hat trick. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that part. Yeah, I mean, like again, great game. I'll take it. Four games, three wins, three victories. I'll take that. We'll see what happens. Let's see how the team is for Vancouver on Friday. Before we move into Straight from the Fans, I wanted to hear about the supporters' pickup games and G2 game, because I didn't get a chance to go.
My back still fucking hurts.
how was it?
I'm sore as shit, man.
Yeah.
We played. George, like 2 hours nonstop. Really?
Yeah, nonstop, just back.
Right,
to back,
nonstop.
Back.
Plus, I know it's not summer yet, but it definitely was a bit hot.
Yeah.
I still have blisters. I know it's not something you guys want to hear, but that's facts. And I'm not the only ones. A lot of people that did, because you know, playing on turf. Again, it wasn't even hot, but the sun was still out, so it still burns the rubber from the bottom. But it was fun. I mean, the NAC News guys were there. I know Rice Squad guys were not there, but a lot of Lars cats were there. Obviously, we were there except for Rudy, because ever since Eddie from NAC News scored on Rudy from half field, Rudy doesn't present himself anywhere anymore. He doesn't even make appearances.
Nah, but after Eddie's presentation this weekend, he can never see.
Yeah, exactly. Eddie is trash. And then for those wondering, I played keep for like the first 2-3 games or so. And yes, Josh Gesseman from Corner of the Galaxy scored a penalty to me. Yes, he did. But it was a penalty shootout that we had going on, so it was like best out of five, and because of me, went to the next round because I blocked one, and then shout out to my friend George, he made his penalty. But no, it was fun. I mean, sure, tiring, but there was beer, there was water. I mean, it was a good time. Next time we have one, you guys should definitely come out. Yeah. This time there wasn't as many people as last time around, so you know, if you came this time around, I'm sure you got to play a lot. But yeah, for sure, yeah, Kaitis for sure. But no, yeah, it was cool. I mean, George, what else can you add to that?
No, it was dope. We were actually with the NAC News. We were on the same team, so we all played together, which is really cool. Nothing. I think Angel then, really touched on everything.
And then like 200 of you guys went to the G2 game, right, after that?
So minus 180.
Nah, I mean, we something that we talked about this at the ACB meeting, which we can probably talk about a few things that we talked about that might be relevant to the listeners or whatever. Oh, I'm dying again. Oh, shit. Here we go. Like, you guys ever play Pokemon on the game board?
Yeah,
and then,
yeah.
Your Pokemon exactly. Dying yet. Oh, shit. I died. Yeah.
Oh,
wow,
Angel appeared.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
I'm appearing. Oh, now my shit
fell. Yep, this is it.
Just put the Don Ramon up, though. I don't know what's going on here. But what was I telling you?
The G2 game.
The G2 game and mentioning it about
Afro Angels leading by example, white out all home games.
Yeah, there you go. Just oh man, yeah, Momo challenge for sure.
Momo challenge. Listen,
but yeah, whatever. What was I saying? Oh yeah, we're gonna try and push G2s, but nah, it was like probably a good 40 of us that rolled up to G2. I mean, there was definitely more people next, and a lot of large guys were there too, but they were on the other side, you know, doing their thing. But yeah, good times. I mean, after that, we, like George said, pizza, beer, $2 tacos, $2 beers, and good time.
That's tight.
G2's got to win.
And they got to win, right?
And GBS was there.
Oh yeah, he was.
Word. I heard. I heard the Nagnews. They had a little conversation with him. So I don't know. Did they record yesterday? I don't know if they recorded it.
Yes, they did.
They did. Oh, I wonder if they put it up. I gotta check that out. I gotta check them out. Oh damn. Was that Tex?
Oh, Angel. Damn. I told you. Get him a webcam.
All right. That's tight. I wanted to go. Didn't make it. Seemed tight. Seems fun. You guys want to get into Straight from the Fence?
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? We're still fucking up big, bro. I think the score's going to be 2-0 Galaxy.
I mean, we did better than I expected.
Fuck Santa Fe.
Fuck Levels FC. Yeah. Fucking G's going to be coming on top, right?
Yep. All right. So you have a few Instagram questions. Oh, right. Before we get in there, Glenn, Mingo, Ronnie, Jesse, all you guys, yo, thank you very much for your video Straight from the Fans segment. Unfortunately, today was crazy for me. I didn't get a chance to edit it, so we're not going to use it for the show, but we will be dropping it on Instagram throughout the week. And then moving forward, we're going to try to incorporate it to this segment. So after the games, if you see us, hit us up. We'll record you. We'll have a segment with you guys, and you guys will be featured on the podcast. But with that being said, go ahead and take it with the Instagram.
All right. Dan Rizzo, on a scale of 1 through 10, how do you rank GBS's coaching so far?
I'm gonna go high. I'm gonna go like a 9, because I like that he recognizes shit, right? He recognized shit at Dallas. He switched it up for the next game. This game, when he recognized Valeri was gonna be a problem, and he called Jonah and said, "Hey, get closer to him." I like that recognition, and I like the possession based football we're trying to play. I think we need to work on a little bit to kind of understand how our attacking is going to work out. But so far, so good.
I think 8, everything you touched on, but it's a high number just because I think the players respect them. And you need a lot. And you need a lot. That you need that a lot when you're a coach. If you're the best coach, you could always have the best philosophy. But if the players don't buy into you, then it doesn't mean anything.
Yep. Yep. I 100% agree with that. That's a good ass point, too.
What's the rating scale?
1 to 10.
1 to 10. All right. I'm going to say.
You're confused there? I can help you out. What one means?
One, two, three.
I've always
four.
Wondered why we do 1 to 10. There's just so many gray areas. Why not something like 1 to 5?
Anyway,
point is, I'm going to say 9 just because I don't think that anything could be perfect, at least not right now. But with what he's been able to do, you know, with the team and the short time that we've had him here, it's only been, 3 months, really, that we've had him in the team. So, you know, we're definitely progressing. So I'm going to say 9.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 8 with George. I think 9's a little high. But
any other reasons?
He's not far.
Any other reasons that we didn't touch why you gave him the rating?
No, I agree with Ali. Just not the rating.
Not 8. Really.
Yeah, I mean, he still hasn't hit a summer transfer market window yet when he can bring up some players. He still hasn't – he came to a lot of contracts, right, that are in place. He's having to maneuver with what he had right now. Fortunately, you know, the fact that Ola Kamara for him is gone, Gio's gone, he can do a lot more, right? So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see.
You know who does get a 10? DTK.
DTK.
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely.
DTK gets a 10.
There's nothing perfect, but he's perfect.
They're a match made in heaven, though. I love it.
Yep. All right. Next, moving on. Galaxy Outlaws, shout out Manny. Does Alessandrini fit with this team or too quick to judge off the game? I think we touched on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We give them 2 games before we rip them apart.
I might rip them apart next game, but can't confirm nor deny. But we'll be there. Liz Avila, 99. What's Juninho status? That's a good question.
Well, he's on the bench.
Juninho status is...
He was in the 18?
Yeah, he was on the bench.
Status, I don't think it was an 18.
He's healthy, but he's not good enough to sit anybody down.
I think he was not in the 18,
so,
actually.
Fact check that? I don't think he's 18.
He wasn't 18.
I can check that right now. So let me bring something up, because I had a conversation with Chris, and it's actually in one of the videos that we'll be posting up on Instagram this week. But he's convinced that that Juninho over Corona.
Carrasco?
No, over Corona.
Oh. He's, which Chris?
Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty Chris. Oh. He said he's convinced that
that marathon made him crazy.
He's convinced that Juni has more vision than Corona and that he could play that position better.
That's perfectly fine, but I don't think him and Jonah match.
We haven't seen the pairing yet. Well, we haven't seen that pairing yet, so
I think the last couple, especially this last one against Porn, I think Joe Benny is so crucial to this team.
Benny's
had I am not willing to take that risk and start Juninho. So especially because if you play Juninho and he fucks up, what does that do for his legacy that he has already created?
I've been saying that for
you could play Juni, but Joe Benny is dog that. Whoever decided to sign that fool, top notch. Smart. I'm not benching that fool.
Yeah,
I think the argument is Juni over Carrasco.
Yeah, but that's pecking order, right? That's depth. Yeah. And I think that's arguable. I don't think Juni has a starting place.
No. But I think we knew that. I think we knew that coming into it. Yeah.
Especially
right,
even after we signed, especially when we signed Joe Benny.
Yeah. Did anyone fact check to see if Juni was 18?
He was not in 18.
He wasn't, right?
He was not 18.
So Juni's status, I know he's healthy.
He's available for selection.
He's available for selection. His family's at every game with his kids. I think they think he's going to get something, but... All right. Carino, 121. Will Jorge even check these?
Last week he didn't.
Yeah,
last week that's why we're going faster. All right, Roman Landinho, 10. Will Kevin Baxter ever be invited to be a guest on the show?
Next, nah.
Ask George.
I'm good.
I'll be open to it.
I'm not.
I'm good.
CJCCID. Who should be the captain other than Ibra? Jonah.
Jonathan. Hands down.
Jonathan.
Angelito.
Legit.
Okay.
Don't forget, Angel hates Mexicans on the galaxy.
That's accurate.
All right. Oh, now I remember. Okay, never mind.
Why are you so fucking random?
Somebody called me out on something like that on Twitter. I can't remember what he was referring to. Now I remember because of what I said about the galaxy.
There was a terrorista.
There you go. That's what he was talking about. Oh, shit. Now I remember.
Herrera was going to Atleti.
Talking about terrorista. Has ACB ever marched together into the stadium or have ever planned to?
Yeah, we used to do that a lot. Yeah,
long time ago.
Back when we were in Lot 13, we used to just kind of march in from there. And then when we had away games against the original Chivas USA, we used to march from Bananas. And those are always dope. I always love that. So hopefully with the talks of maybe a tunnel and other revamp shit, hopefully we could bring that back and that'd be really dope. Because I always love walking in with everybody. Unfortunately, we're doing it from the tailgate. It's hard because there's a bunch of drunk asses that don't want to stop drinking to march in together. So,
NKU.
Yeah, chill. It was Sunday.
All right. Brigham Bass. What happened to the ACB side entrance to the stadium? Missed out on a car flag.
Okay, I didn't
get the question.
The supporters' entrance, was it open?
No, it wasn't.
Do you know
our side?
Why, Angel?
Yeah, so I thought we had mentioned this. Moving forward, just as a heads up, whenever there's going to be a large contingent of support of away supporters on that end, with the exception of essentially the LAFC game and the San Jose game, where they're going to be put in the top, that gate entrance is probably going to be closed just because it's closer to the away section. Okay. And just for security purposes. But if we didn't properly relay it, I was pretty sure we did.
No.
But if we didn't, then I'll make sure that moving forward, we're definitely... We definitely get that information out there in all socials so people are aware.
Yeah, for sure. Because I didn't know about it.
Just for a rule of thumb, anyone listening moving forward, if it's, you know, like, let's say Seattle, Portland, you know, some of the teams that bring bigger numbers, you know, I mean, sure, there's never going to be a scuffle with them, but, you know, security purposes anyways, you just expect to enter through the large entrance.
Angel, for some reason, people thought, including me, that it was Portland, Seattle, Chivas, and San Jose that was going to be sent to the top section.
No, we talked about this when we first did this. As of right now, think of it like a beta per se of how they want to do this moving forward with those type of numbers, essentially. So this year only is going to be LAFC and San Jose, and they're going to be in the top in the 200s, and then everyone else is still going to be Now, because for the most part, it's just those four teams that travel big. Everyone else is pretty light. So, you know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is what it is.
Big and Bass, shoot over to the tailgate next game. I got an extra flag for you.
Damn. Can I get it?
Brig and Bass. If you are Brig and Bass, then yeah, you could get it. If not, then...
I'll trade for a bucket hat.
Never mind, Brig and Bass. Don't show up to the tailgate. I don't have one. All right. MLG Cheesy, 121. Any new chance for ACB? I want to shoot some chance if you want. I don't know if there's any new chance, but I know that we're accepting chance from what Angel said, right?
Yep.
Sha-la-la-la.
Chill.
Yeah, DM them to us. Actually, somebody just did that to us. I think it may have been yesterday, 2 days ago. Someone sent one. And I don't know who responded from leadership, but whoever that was supposed to get it out to us, and I haven't seen it yet, but it's coming for sure.
Okay. Jazz and Geo, shout out to them. Off topic, but thoughts on which was more embarrassing for the Galaxy, Geo or Jermaine Jones?
Wait, what was the question?
Off topic question, but they want to know who was more embarrassing for the Galaxy, Geo or Jermaine Jones?
Jermaine Jones.
Yeah, I fucks with that.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I'm not going to deny that the last 2 years of Gio were trash, but let's be honest here. The first year that he came in, he did well. You know, it's been marked by injuries and a whole bunch of bullshit. With JJJ, we didn't have anything good. From the moment that he came in, we had the jersey gate issue with the Kobe Jones jersey. So from the moment he came in, we have some type of Teletubbies issue with him. So, look, that's my opinion. People are entitled to it. And for the record, that's a U.S. national team player, although to me, he's more German than he is U.S., but yeah, that's my opinion.
George, before you move on, Blue Ninja, have ACB or any other supporters ever coordinated a stadium-wide TIFO with cards? TIFO with cards is fucking hard. We've done section-wide TIFOs with cards,
and those are
pain in the ass. So a stadium-wide one. Hit up Dean. Let him start working on maybe 2022 Dean? Or something like that.
Yeah. So Dean, if you guys caught the live, then obviously you guys were probably here at the beginning where we're talking about the Michelada bartender that everyone's thirsty over. I can't confirm or deny that it was at Bean, but that at Bean equals to at Dean. So just that. What
the fuck?
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Osman 121. Jurgen's level of confidence this past weekend looked 100. Is this Jurgen that we look for?
I
think so. I think we're playing him in his position that he's naturally feels comfortable at. He's a lefty. He's doing well. I did see people saying that his crosses were off, but I think it's just going to take some time.
Yeah.
Hopefully, and especially linking up with Zlatan. I think just knowing when to mix him up. Like we talked about, putting them on the floor, putting them in. We just give him some time. But yeah, he was amazing this weekend.
I think the wingers were both. I think both Feltre and him really got it together this game. So,
can we jump into the George? I know you might have other questions, but can you skip ahead really quick just to that question that we had from Twitter, Rudy, the one I posted, because it goes in line with the defense. So I think it might make sense to plug it in here.
Go ahead. So the defense, for those of you not seeing it on the live chat, the defense still needs to be tested. More games under the belt as a unit. I would say they're at 65-70% strength base when the opposition breaks through the mid. The current attitude and never say die hustle needs to continue. In my opinion, what are your percentages?
I think go for it.
I think he feels like that because our midfield's been winning most of the battle for us constantly. And I do agree, but as long as the midfield backs us up the way they've been doing, I think the defense is going to have not necessarily simpler games, but it's just going to be harder to see our defense at 100% if our midfield is going to keep winning all those battles.
100%. I completely agree with you. I think it starts from when you grow up playing soccer, the first defender is the forward. I think this is the case. I think the biggest example was when we played against Minnesota and our midfielders were the ones bumping the speed. Mm-hmm. And that's what stopped their forwards for going one-on-one with our defenders. The fact that we are knocking them and stopping them they're the first wall before they get to the defenders. And I think in the past, our first wall was the defenders, which it should never be that way. And that's why they've kind of been left in an island.
First and last.
Yep. Yeah. I think our midfield's been connecting and doing what they need to do, which helps out the defenders.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think the fact that they were winning some of the balls back in their half of the field alleviates that pressure. And the fact that we have that trio in the midfield that kind of always rotate, so even when the wingers are pushing up, there's an extra body there because of the midfield. So, yeah, percentage-wise, though, he won it percentage-wise. So where are we at?
I agree with him, 65-70%. That seems about right to me.
I want
to
see him tested. But yeah,
what's tested to you?
Tested to me is a team that the midfield. So our midfield needs to be worried about their midfield and forwards. So our midfield stacks up with their midfield. Forwards stack up with our defense.
So you're talking about like when we play an elite team one of the top like five
so
teams.
So you're talking defensively, the team defensively as a unit, not specifically the defense. Then.
No. Defensively, our back line. Jürgen, Steris, Polenta, and Rolf.
But that goes to what we're saying. Like the team is defending, right? So it's we haven't really seen like. Just defense. The team is defending.
Yeah. And to add one more thing, it probably feels like that too because we're dominating possession too. So the other team has less of the ball, and we have majority of possession. So it's gonna feel like that most of the time. But I feel like right now we're doing really good.
See, I can challenge that, and I can say that the FC Dallas is a big example of our back line. We lost 2-0 that game, and I felt that, you know, when I went back and actually I remember seeing parts of this again, and I did go back to see extended highlights and had to rewatch the game again. I think our defense was tested a lot that game. And 2-0 in a game where our midfield was non-existent, we had no legitimate offenses other than the few times that you guys, attacking plays, other than ones that you guys mententioned when we talked about it back then, was like 5 out of the 100 that the Dallas had. Yeah, and then one penalty, you know, just the quick moments of fall apart from Polenta, and then the second one is a golazo that, you know, you really can't do much about. I think they got tested a lot that game, and even with being down those 2 goals, I still saw them hustling. I'm going to say this that they're probably at like 80%, maybe 85%. I mean, I don't know how we're going to this is me kind of throwing a number out there, a lot of positivity because the attitude of our defense right now compared to last year,
or the year before that,
if he's not pushing up too much, he looks good defensively. Shelvick seems to be clicking. Steris is looking good. Polenta, I think he's been looking better. I mean, even the games where he's had mistakes, he looked good throughout the game, with the exception of those minor mistakes. Now, 2 games early on the season so far, he seems to be getting better. So we hoped for him that it wouldn't be a Siani situation where it was consistent, but he is getting better. My concern, this is my biggest concern, and you guys can give me your inputs here, because we haven't mentioned this at all. If we do get Giancarlo Gonzalez, that can kill whatever momentum we have going for our defense, whatever gelling these guys have, you know, whatever chemistry they have at the moment. Because I still feel Steris right now is very, very well. I'm not gonna say very good because I'm sure we're gonna have some Steris moment down the line, but
just I think he's
but as a whole, because
up to this point, he's very, very good.
To this point, he has been the better of the two center backs because he's the one that he hasn't really given any big, lapses of moments like Polenta has, right? So, you know, you bring that up now. It's.
So I feel like if we get Gonzalez, though, it's not like he's going to come in here and start.
There you go.
He has to fight to if we're saying Steris is very, very good, then he's going to come in and put pressure on Steris because Steris is a starter. Mm-hmm. So we're just putting pressure and we're making this team better because they have to fight and earn their position.
Yep. What Masa said, that was my point where I think when he comes in, he's not a starter from the jump. Right, I think one he'll have the time to gel with the team, and kind of click with the team, and then earn his spot, which is a good thing, right? Because when we first heard about him, we're hoping that he got here quick because we thought we were going to need him. Right now, defense is playing right. So we don't necessarily need him. Comes in, he can challenge for a spot, make everybody better. I fucks with that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Anna.
Masa, you look like Scar from Lion King.
Hell yeah,
homie. All right. Oh, shit.
Where are my Leas, dog?
Now, what else you guys got? Moving on to Twitter, Charlie Arevalo. Are the luxury seats in the middle a good idea, and is really worth it for LA? Those seats are always empty and personally feel like it's a bad look.
Yeah,
I think the bad look, when it comes to a bad look, not really because it's not shown on TV. It bad look as from us seeing it, then yeah. I think those seats are there just because it is LA. Just, you know, those are equivalent to, I guess, courtside seats at a Laker game.
So here's what I say, right? Like if you want to just watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want the ambiente, you don't want to, you know, be wild. I think those are great seats. If you have the money for them, I think you can watch the game. I mean, you can see the game great in any seat at the stadium. Those seats with the shade, with the nice little seats, little cup holders, be a good idea. But again, it's you're getting away.
Everybody.
Yeah, you're getting away from that, right? I mean, I think they're a good idea. If you want it, but I wouldn't trade that for 121, 122. Yeah.
Yep. It looks like that's all we got from straight from the fans. Yep. Just triple checking. Yep.
What about Rob?
Oh, Rob, you're right. Damn, this is why we let Angel do this shit. All right. Glenn, Romain Anasandini, has the letters gone bad, or does he need to get a few more games under him to play the GBS style?
Yeah.
I think we touched on that.
That's what we were talking about with Alessandrini, yeah. Right? I mean, he's...
Yeah, if he doesn't play well on the right, I'll be curious to see what they do with him. And I wouldn't be mad from him going to the Jet spot, him and the Jet switching.
I don't like that. I don't like that. But
I don't like you, but here I am.
Yeah, I know. That's fine.
All right, Little Rob, what was the biggest takeaway from this match? 3 points.
Obvious, right? I think the biggest takeaway is that we're going to be a possession-based team.
Yeah.
Right? I think we saw it a little bit in our first match. Didn't see it at all against Dallas. Saw it a lot against Minnesota. And I think this weekend we saw what it's really going to look like. If they figure out what you said previously and what I said this episode, how to get the ball to Zlatan and not necessarily always for a header, we're just going to be fucking... I want to see some runs from behind, but man, we're a possession-based team, and it's a good look.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, Masa.
I'm gonna add something that we didn't touch base on, and what I liked a lot was our fullbacks, there was a couple, like probably 2-3 plays where we were compact on one side, and then there was like a big switch to the other end, and either Georgian was wide open running down the wing, or Felcher was wide open running down the right side, and the defense had no idea what was going on. Everybody was gravitating to the other end, and then our fullbacks were just running down the wing free. And I think that's so crucial to our game, and we saw it multiple times against Minnesota, and we saw it multiple times again against Portland. And I think that's a big takeaway, that we're a threat with our fullbacks.
Yeah, for sure. And as I touched on it when we were talking about defense, I kind of love what Jorgen and Rolf are doing. You know what I mean? They really, the overlaps are killing them, especially on the left-hand side with Antuna and Šović.
Yeah. Man, Šović is ridiculously fast, bro. I knew he was fast, but damn.
Yeah, when we overload that the left hand, though, it's a problem for any defense, though. That's a lot of speed coming through.
We got two more from Instagram that just came in. One from Little Apple 121. Did we retire our old chance?
If they're not in the current chance sheet that's on the ACB website, then they're retired.
Yep.
And then from Marilyn, Angel, your cousin, maybe you want to answer this one.
I don't have Emma Boateng's number. No, he's not going to D you down. Chill.
Close. Can y'all post the Michelada guy? I'm trying to see something.
That Micha guy, dog.
I have his phone number. I'll tell him, you say, what's up?
There it is. Okay, yeah. If the new defender comes in, who rides the bench or will he be a depth player? I think we already answered that, that he'll hopefully fight for a spot.
Mm-hmm. Not an instant starter.
Do you guys feel that the Galaxy pay better offense when Ivra isn't in the lineup, or are they better with him? I think you're always going to be better with Ivra. I think it's just about knowing how to fundamentally attack and how to switch it up. Then that's when he becomes more of a threat, instead of you always trying to feed him the ball the same way. The defense is gonna catch on to it and know what to look for.
Here you go. This is a pretty lady that just dropped a question.
You could ask that in her voice.
Hi. No, I can't even do it. I gotta try. I can't even do it. It's a quick question. Does Zlatan deserve both penalties? Can someone give me an honest answer? I've been debating on that. Yeah. I think they're clear. They're very clear.
You know what? Because people are giving shit to Alessandrini this game. If it wasn't for Alessandrini's flick and setting up Zlatan to get murked right quick, yeah. that never happened.
To get a run over, yeah. All
right, so.
Said that.
Cool. You're right. No. And I wasn't paying attention earlier, though, so there you go.
No, I think the first penalty, if the guy would have hit me, I'd still be flying. Like B Nasty did that one time.
Oh, wrecked him up.
Shout out B Nasty. Yeah,
shout out B Nasty.
Hey, lucky this last Thursday he had a dope ass game.
Yep, so. With that goal. Shout out B Nasty.
Mm-hmm. And the second penalty, I think Zlatan's just smart. He tipped the ball forward. He saw that the goalie was coming out. That's just experience. You're a veteran. You understand what you need to do. And he did exactly what he needed to do.
Yep. Yeah.
Real quick, just to retract to the last question about we're better with Zlatan or with Zlatan on the field or without him. Just a quick example, that little flick over his head and it hit the post.
Yeah. Nobody else is doing Zlatan, that. Nobody else is
Zlatan's
doing that.
Not there. Who does that?
Nobody else is doing that. Angel, do we have any ACB updates? Oh, actually, you know what? Here, let's answer this one real quick. Manny says, will ACB have any more promos coming up for this game? I think the Philadelphia game was included with the last promo, right?
Yeah. Philadelphia was part of this package. You know, these have been a hit, so we'll see if we can work something out with the FO about maybe some future games. Straight up, Antonio is our man for that. He's the one that that's handling all that stuff when it comes to ACB leadership. Antonio, if you ever see him around, Antonio Magana, give him a quick pat on the back and tell him that Straight from the Stands is the official ACB podcast.
Stop censoring. All right, Angel, hit us up with any ACB updates that you have.
Yeah, so first thing, you know, shout out to everyone that showed up to the viewing party. To the that's what I'm bringing that up in a bit. That's why the tailgate this past weekend, it was popping. If you guys showed up on a Sunday, appreciate you guys, big support. We came out to support the AFJA people, the nonprofit that's helping out all the little cipotillos and patojillos out in El Salvador and Guatemala and Central America with you know, like the academy have going on, the soccer efforts. So they got a lot of stuff, man. They got a lot of stuff. They got a lot of donations, yeah. Both monetary and you know, soccer gear in general. So shout out to the Galaxy family and you know what, the Timbers Army too. They came through with stuff. Yeah, they came through with stuff for them too. They gave it directly to the Galaxy FO though, so they didn't have to see our faces because they know how I feel about them. But you know, shout out to everyone. Shout out to Vichos. Truck, I think that's the name of those guys. They're the trucks that, you know, sell the pupusas. Top notch pupusas. You know, shout out to Jill. Jill is the guy that everyone's asking with the fat booty and the big arms, the bartender. Apparently, the Michi guy. Apparently, those Michis hit different, according to some people.
I have heartburn.
Yeah, and the buggy people, just a heads up, we're going to try and get the Michelada guy again. He said he was down to come back in the near future. So when that happens, we'll put him up in a poster and a flyer so that the girls can come and check out his booty and his arms to see if it's accurate. So he'll be our guy for that. In terms of, you know, just quick update in case some people missed out. And if you guys want to jump off now, if you guys are not ACB members and you guys are not interested in what we got to say now, feel free. You know, some people have no interest. No, some people just don't have interest in going to away games and learning about San Jose away and Chivas away. But if you are interested, stick around, you see.
Here comes another hour, so brace yourself.
No, just really quick, away travel. If you guys are interested right now, the biggest game that we're pushing is New York Red Bulls. Last we checked, round trip was 196. Alaska Airlines, 5-2 to 5-5. Round trip for a couple days. New York Red Bulls on Saturday. There's over, I think last time I checked, over 120 people heading out there. So seems like it might be a mini FC Dallas all over again. As a matter of fact, it might end up being more, given that there's a lot of LA Galaxy fans there locally. We might not go to Orlando anymore. We actually might go to New York too. So we might be joining you guys.
Don't tempt me with a good time, boys.
God.
Yep. With that being said, if you're an ACB member, officially today, San Jose away, the round trip so far is currently available $50 for ACB members from now until the 14th of April. After that, $50 for ACB members, and then we're gonna open it up to the general public. $60 for members after the 14th, and $70 for non-members. That's a round trip. Go ahead.
For people, I'm sure they'll ask this: can they become a member now just for that? And not just for that, but can they?
If they become a member now
for ACB,
I mean, and yeah, those prices yes, are I believe yes. But even then, they'd have to go confirm see if we still have any memberships available in terms of how that shit works. I know we have a period of when it shuts down. If it's in our, go head over to AngelCityBrigade.net, go to the shop area. If you still see the option there, buy that now. And I mean, you'll be saving money if you're a non-member. You can definitely get that. And even the $20 difference that you'll be paying, you still get incentives or a lot of other stuff. Again, you still have to get your own ticket directly from the front office. So that would be LAGalaxy.com/LAX. Get your tickets there. So that's that. So San Jose, it's full up, running. We're just working on details now with the hotel for the overnight people. That's why we don't have that out yet. But if you're one of those people that you plan on flying out there and getting your own Airbnb, you're more than welcome to do that. LAFC away, because people are asking. We still don't have information from the front office. We're going to push the crap out of them this week. But at minimum, we should expect to have the home game tickets up sometime this month. I will check with Tony, and we should have that up sometime soon in the next Straight from the Stands episode here on the official ACB podcast. I think that was pretty much it. I mean, did we miss anything else?
I don't think so.
The viewing parties.
Viewing parties.
So Friday, are we going to get a tailgate episode out before then?
Let's talk about it. Might not, just because it's Friday. So we'll talk about it. We'll stay tuned to our social media account. We'll find out if we have a tailgate episode or not.
So quick predictions or?
We got content, okay, so we might put it together.
All right, so we might figure it out according to Rudy. If we don't, then blame it on Rudy. In terms of viewing parties, we have, I believe, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, shit. Oops. There's a bunch. Head over to Angel City Brigade, to our Instagrams. Head over to Lars' Instagrams or social medias, Galaxian social medias. Everything's up there. LA Beer Garden, Springbok in San Fernando Valley, Hobson Barley in Southgate, 399 Pizza Co. in West Covina, Yorkshire in Torrance, Hermosa Brewing in Hermosa Beach, Agave Grill in Bakersfield. We're going to have Lona's Cantina in Long Beach, Old Dubliner in Tustin, the one in Tustin, Blind Lady Ale House if you're down in San Diego, and then Two in the Inland Empire, King's Brewing, and Craft Brewing Company in Temecula. So King's Brewing in Rancho Cucamonga, and Craft Brewing in Temecula. Addresses, all that stuff is already up on all the socials. Head over to ACB's, Galaxians, or Lars for that information, or head over to the ACB website. It should be up tomorrow with the details of all the locations, the map. So again, angelcitybrigade.net, and then go under the viewing parties tab, and you'll see a map there with addresses. Boom. Make it out to a viewing party. Otherwise, you guys are going to get these removed, and you guys are never going to have shit.
There you go.
Who's trying to buy
popcorn and chocolate from Nate?
Hit up Lisa and stupid ass Angel since he ain't helping out his own son.
Damn, that's foul as fuck. Yeah, so my son is selling. He has a fundraiser going on for school. $8 per item. There's a whole bunch of shit.
Goddamn.
Hit me up. Oh, it's some good shit though. They actually got some. They got like these gummy worms and
the
stuff.
Chocolate covered popcorn?
Damn, it's not. It's not. Yeah, they got some good stuff. Like, but it's fucking with my carbs, so I can't be fucking with them right now. But
I gotta see.
That's why I'm supporting my kid, because he's not supporting my dietary restraints. You know, so it's like a But hit me up if you guys want to help out my kid. Hit me up, or just start a GoFundMe page, and all the money that we take from that, we'll just buy a whole bunch of shit and take it to next tailgate. There you go.
Dope. That's it. Wrapping up. Good.
Yep. We done.
All right. Check it out. So here's a hot tip, right? Subscribe, get us 200 subscribers by end of the week, and we'll get Micha Guy. We'll get Micha Guy's photo on Instagram. So,
you guys Micha pick. Guy on the podcast. No. Yeah, you guys pick. Either you buy chocolates for Nate or Micha Guy.
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes.
With that
a
being
child's
said,
hope and dreams, or one night with has been.
With that being said, make sure you guys are following us on Twitter at SFTS96. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit us up on Instagram, on Facebook, anywhere you want to be. Let us be known. Yeah, with that being said, it's another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy Rudy at I'm Smarts on Twitter. I'm Smarts on the Gram.
This is George, JanDefeated7, Instagram and Twitter.
Follow me, the best one here, at LiveItAF96. Send me some emojis. I love the side eyes one.
No. Peace, love, and Jesus.
All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in.